What day is it?
Okay, here we go. Today's March 19th. Let's roll through these. Today is Clients Day. Thank you.
Louis DeLow, yes.
Absolutely.
Music City Todd and
Greg, go out and shake the hand of all those people.
And Tom Hodges. I'm going to go give him a hug.
Okay, probably not that far, but
okay.
Do something. National, this is for you and the lovely Pogue family. National Poultry Day.
You know, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
The Allman Brothers, 71.
No, Wet Willie, Jimmy Hall, Prisoners of Love.
Okay, but you got all the chickens out at your house, right? Mm-hmm. And poultry chicken, or am I missing
something? No, you're about right.
I was raised on a farm,
Did
man.
Did I tell you about the woman who took her husband to the doctor?
No, tell us.
I told you this before, right?
No, go ahead. Tell it again. We got a new audience out there.
A woman, they had chickens, and her husband apparently thought he was a chicken.
All right.
So she takes the husband to the doctor, to the psychiatrist, and said, "My husband, doctor, thinks he's a chicken." And the doctor says, "Well, that's fine. You know, we'll work on him. But how do you feel about that?" She goes, "Well, it is a pain in the butt, but we sure can use the eggs."
Please hit it, Charlie.
I don't want to now.
Can we
start over?
Can we just leave? Hey, man. That's a walk-off right there.
Let's just quietly slip out the back.
Was that a Richard Pryor joke, I think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hits my hair.
All right, Greg, here we go. Download the WNSR app. Take us wherever you want to go. We got people, listen, today, we got people off the charts. Toronto.
Wow. Well, that's right. The Leafs are in town tonight. No surprise there.
Yep. We're peeking big time at some building off of Murfreesboro Road near the airport.
You're peeking into some building.
Yeah, our analytics are peeking.
Well, they need the latest info.
They're peeking over there.
You got to get your info from somewhere, and if it's got to be somewhere, it might as well be here.
Right. And of always, at Judy's Cafe at Rayon City, thank you so much for the support throughout the years. Greg, this day, 1914, Stanley Cup. Toronto beats Victoria, okay, in the three games. The Toronto who?
Argonauts.
No.
Rastafarians.
No. Charlie, you want to guess? 1914.
I think we've had this one before.
I don't know. I remember this.
Of course we have. We've been doing the segment for 3 years. which one is it?
The Toronto Blue Shirts.
The Blue Shirts.
It's kind of original, right? Greg, back in the day, the NIT was more popular than NCAA championship,
sure,
right?
Was.
1950, Bradley loses to this team. 1950, the City College of?
Wow, San Francisco?
New York.
Okay.
Well, what
you're
year,
giving the NIT runner-up for 1950. All right. Okay, I got
what it. What year was the first color telecast of a prize fight? Of course, it happened in Madison Square Garden.
I would say
what
1938.
Year? 54.
Wow. That's all.
Let's go here. Going down here. How you doing today, man?
I'm okay. You know, pretty good mood.
1966, Greg. Men's basketball championship.
Rupp's Runts, Texas Western.
That's right. Uh-huh. 72-65. Was Pat Riley on that team?
Yes, he was.
1966, Texas Western became?
Well, it was later UTEP, obviously.
That's
coached
right.
By Don Haskins in the movie that came out later.
What state in 1975 allowed girls to compete with boys in high school sports? 1975, what state?
Wow, I have no idea.
It's up north.
I figured that, liberals. I say New York State.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Close there. 1991, a very sad day. The Kansas City Royals put this guy on waivers. 1991.
George Brett.
Incorrect.
1991, Brett Saberhagen.
Nope.
Willie Wilson.
Nope.
Man, I'm going around the horn with
his
Kansas
first
City
name,
Royals.
First name is Vincent.
Vince Coleman? What? Vincent?
Bo Jackson.
Wow.
1991. Yeah.
Vincent.
You got Vincent Bo Jackson. You got to be on your toes for that one, man.
That's a trick question. It's a good one. It was a good one.
Shut your mouth. Let's go down here and see. Oh, okay. This day, 1995, Michael Jordan returns to the Bulls this day. How many months off did he take?
30.
Come on.
I don't know. 60.
17 months off.
All right.
Gosh. All right, celebrity birthdays here. Got to give one to two. Charlie yesterday.
Ah.
No.
Greg won yesterday.
Yes, one zip.
Yeah, Greg came back and won late.
I'm not used to Greg winning. So
I am neat. Me either, trust me.
Well, he hasn't won anything yet.
Correct. All right.
It's a five-game series.
I have a 1-0 lead.
Yes.
Here we go today. Celebrity birthdays. All right, we ready for this? Look at me a new list here.
You're not.
Updated
Obviously,
list.
You're not.
Not bad. All right, here we go. Bruce Willis. How old is Bruce Willis?
Well, you do have a new list. Bruce Willis is 66.
67.
60. Jazz musician Ornette Coleman. Come on, you do the jazz show, Greg.
You know what he does? What does he do? Ornette Coleman.
He plays a music instrument.
Saxophone. Ornette Coleman is 79.
77.
85. Actress Ursula Andress.
'78, '81, '79.
You know what movie she was in?
Yeah, one of the James Bond movies.
That's right, one of them. Singer Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters.
'68, '69, '69.
Charlie ties it at one. Actress Glenn Close, whose best role was the mom in According to Garp. But no, we know her best role was in Fatal Attraction.
She was good in The Natural.
Oh, she, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Very good in The Natural. I would say she's 68.
69.
68. Pogues up 2-1. Film producer Harvey Weinstein, who is...
in jail?
Somewhere.
65.
64? 63. Tied at 2. Look, you guys, these games are getting good now, man. Like you guys. It's going down here. Not a fan. Oh, they changed this list. Not a fan of it. Let's go with this other list here. We tied it 2. Wyatt Earp's birthday today, but he passed away a couple years ago.
Was he buried in Davidson County?
He is not. Let's go down here and see. Oh, Greg. Corey Fleming. He's on this list. Today is Corey Fleming's birthday.
How's old Corey doing? We had Corey on 101, what, about 6 months ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
Corey is
48.
Wow. Former Notre Dame quarterback Rick Meyer.
50.
51.
49. Pokes up 3-2. Going down here. How we doing? We have everybody on a good day today?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Former NFL quarterback Joe Capp.
74.
75.
He's 80. And that's it. Pogue, you're up 3-2, man.
I cannot believe
that. You win 3-2, 2-0. This will not hold throughout the week.
Thanks.
Here's your song, all right? Popular song, number one hit, 1970. This guy was in the news yesterday.
Marcel Meursault.
It's always funny. This is not it, but it plays later on.
That's the Antioch Baptist Church Youth Choir.
Here you go.
That was it. That was the intro.
That would be none other than newly minted Country Music Hall of Famer, Ray Stevens.
What's the song?
I didn't think I had to get that.
It's part of the deal, man.
Every hour passes by. All right, I get it. Please.
Everything is beautiful.
This is not everything is beautiful, right? It's time
to realize. I don't know. I hand the list over. After that, my job's done.
That's what it says over here. I type in what's on the list. It says Ray Stevens. Everything's
beautiful. I got the Ray Stevens. Have you been out to his cabaret?
No, I have not.
Let's go. Date night.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.